This episode of the Handcuffs and Sawdust Podcast is brought to you by SurfPrepSanding.com. For all your sanding needs, check out SurfPrepSanding.com.
Got a little wild there.
Takes a minute to get to the hit the post.
It's just a really, really long intro. Any day, guys.
Hey!
There we go.
All the boys that been away
haven't changed. Had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. Yeah, we're crazy. So there. Woo! Episode 70 pre-show.
I hurt my neck.
You just hurt your neck just now? Rocking out is hard.
It is.
I hear
an echo. Rock out like I did in my 20s.
No, you should be 59.
Well, that's a...
So, Brandon.
As per usual, Mike shot his load early.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been in the shop in about, I don't know, 8 months. Well, November.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I was getting ready for Christmas when I had a bunch of Christmas, you know, stuff to be making, and then the CNC took a shit and started engraving everything off to the right, and I got frustrated and shut everything down. So I came down early today to get all this set up, just in case we were able to record. But since we haven't recorded since November, Skype retired apparently without telling anybody. So
no, they told people that it died.
I guess if you're on the Microsoft News Information Network, and you use it for work.
I got a whole freaking update from one of the local news stations. Like, Skype no longer works.
Oh, okay. I missed a lot of stuff in the last several months.
Nah.
It's been a mentally challenging time for me. And we haven't talked a lot at all with your schedule and me being all over the place. So it's actually good to see your face. I think the last time we spoke was before Thanksgiving. Like doing this.
Well, like in this, yeah. I was like, we were texting all the way into March, and
I was down in I left for Alabama December 26th, so the day right after Christmas. I went down to Alabama after working all summer down there, you know, for weeks at a time and coming back home. And working with contractors, it was discovered that what we wanted to do to the house with materials alone would cost $250,000. So I don't really have any dead president's masks that I can put on and go rob banks with. So I decided that I would go down and work on the house myself. And Kim
said, "How'd that go?"
That sounds like a horrible idea with your bad back. And I thought, well, I know I have a bad back, so I'll just take it easy. Yeah, not much. So I went down there and started doing stuff that I wasn't doing anything heavy. I wasn't pulling or lifting, but 8 to 10 hours a day, 2.5 months of work. And the week before I was getting ready to leave, late February, I felt something go in my back. Now, while I was down there, my back seized up 4 times. I hired some painters because I started painting, but priming first, did all the patching work, did all the finish work. I did all the trim work, did all that stuff. So I started painting, and I'm up and down on a ladder, up and down on a ladder, like 8 hours. And in 3 days, I only got 3 rooms primered, not even painted. And I could barely move, and the back went out. So then I hired some painters and hired a crew of guys. 10 Hispanic guys came. It took them 4 days to paint the entire house. And at that time, my back was so bad, I could barely walk. But I couldn't stay in the house because they were painting in there. So we had this, you know, the guest house was just basically a family room upstairs above the shop garage. And I just laid in bed for 3 days in a row. And finally, on the fourth day, I could move a little bit. And I didn't like sitting in this room all day, every day. So I forced myself to get in the truck and drive, I don't know where I went, to get something, maybe some lunch. So they finished, and I still had work to do. to finish on the house. I had to put in new toilets and vanities and mirrors and lighting. And I did shiplap in two rooms, the laundry room and the bathroom downstairs. And within 1 week, Kim came down in late February for my birthday. And she's like, you shouldn't be doing any of this work anymore. You can't move. And I'm like, well, I wanted the house to list April 1st. So I said, I got to get it. I got to get it done. So we worked the last week. And then I left March 2nd. And I still had like three things to do. And before we left, Kim decided she would break everything in the house that I had fixed. So she's taken a bath in a soaker tub. And I'm downstairs. And the tub starts beeping. I hear this beep, beep, beep.
Would you put it in reverse?
She goes, she texts me. She's like, the tub is beeping. I'm like, what? I'm in the family room below her, and I can hear it in the ceiling. I'm like, what are you talking about? I can hear it, but that can't be the tub. So I go up there, and sure enough, the tub's beeping. Something's beeping inside the tub. It's a huge old soaker tub. Now I'm looking for the beep. I go in the bathroom next to it. I can hear it in the wall. I go downstairs. I can hear it in the kitchen and the family room. Something in there is going crazy. I can't get to anything. There's no panels to open. And it's going like, it went for 13 hours. I put towels under the bathroom door trying to sleep. You can hear it because it's in the room right next to you, attached to the bedroom. I was up all night. I couldn't sleep. The next day I went out to the garage. I killed all the power in the house. Beep, beep, beep. I'm like,
what the hell was it?
I call the plumbers. There's these two old dudes. They come over. They can hear it. They're like, one guy's like, maybe someone put a smoke detector in there, carbon monoxide detector. I go, I wouldn't be surprised because the house had all kinds of issues. But anyone that would put a carbon monoxide detector under the tub, I'm going to guess no. So then I had to get these other guys out, and they broke open the marble side of the tub. And sure enough, it was a water sensor meter that was in a drip pan. And apparently the drain was leaking into that drip pan, and it realized it. So it sets off an alarm so you don't overflow, I guess, the pan. Right. So it's a good thing.
Okay.
So we get that to be fixed. And then she goes downstairs, open the cabinet, piece of glass falls out the cabinet. And right before I said, stop touching shit. I'm done with the house. I don't want to touch anything. She's like, all right, well, I just have to run up to the bathroom before we leave. So she goes in the master bathroom.
There's a tree out there.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of trees out there. She goes to the bathroom, and then this toilet's from like 1990. It's the one I did not change because I didn't want to have to paint that bathroom. And behind the toilet tank, if you moved it, would be a mess of paint and everything else. So I'm like, just leave that one toilet. The chain broke. So you couldn't flush it anymore. I'm like, stop touching shit. Get out of the house. So there were still things I had to do, but I didn't realize at that time that I had herniated a disc. Or it had been herniated for so long, it was just really digging in on my nerves because I could barely walk. And so when I got back home a week later, I had my doctor's visit. And then she immediately got me in touch with a surgeon who wanted to schedule surgery the following week. But I had to go to Phoenix for, 10 days. So I just had the surgery 4 weeks ago today, and my surgeon, who's very hot, by the way, she had a picture of the disc on her phone. She's like, let me show you this. And it's almost 2 centimeters long and pretty thick that was bulging out that she had to go in and clean up. And after surgery, it was supposed to be an hour, and it's called a discectomy. So they go in laparoscopically, and they put a tube down your back and then tools in there and drill out and pull so they don't open up your whole back. And it's supposed to take an hour. So it was over 2 hours of surgery, and I'm in recovery. And you're coming out of recovery, you know how you're groggy and shit. And she came in, and I'm like, oh, an angel. And she goes, surgery's done. It was a mess in there. And then she left. And I'm like, what? I fucking pass out. I had no idea what she was talking about. So I didn't have a checkup with her for 2 weeks, so I had no idea what the hell she was talking about. I guess it was pretty fucked up in there with the nerve damage and everything else. So now I can sit properly. And she did tell me, no riding the motorcycle, you can't lift anything, all this other bullshit. And I start PT this week. And she's like, no sitting around, even though you can't do anything. I don't want you vegging out on Netflix. So I need you to walk. So the first day after surgery, I walked 3 times over 3.5 miles. And so far, I'm over 60 miles in 4 weeks that I've walked. Every day, I'm walking 3 to 5 miles, which is great for my back. But I have what's called a Baker cyst behind my right knee. So when you get arthritis or you tear an ACL or you have a meniscus problem or you're old, like me, apparently fluid builds up behind your knee because it has nowhere to go. So you can't like close your knee. So I told her, baseball started already. The team's 3-0. I'm like, I want to be ready to play by the end of May. She's like, well, you should be able to play by June 1st. I'm like, okay. I said, but I can't get ready for baseball. I haven't, my cardio shit. She's like, do you have an exercise bike at home? I'm like, yeah. She's like, do your sprints on your exercise bike. I'm like, okay. I get on the bike. What do you do on a bike? You bend your knees. That's bad. I can't, can't do it. My knee's too swollen. I'm like, this sucks. So yeah,
it might be time to hang it up, Mike.
No, no, I can't. I can't give it up just yet. Everyone's like, what are you doing? Just stop playing baseball. I'm like, the team's won the last 2 championships. I can't wait to get back on the field. So we'll see.
Why? So you can get hurt again and not contribute?
Shh, I hope not to get hurt again. My back's feeling really good now. It's just my knee. Well,
that's great.
Issue.
Your knee's just going to explode.
Yeah. Someone's like, just stick a needle in it and drain it. Apparently you can't drain it. It'll pop itself and all the water will run down inside your leg down to, and it'll feel like someone's pouring water on the back of your leg. So that's cool if that happens. My neighbor had it happen. Otherwise, it's just they told me it would go away. So the back doctor says walk, and my other doctor says you need to rest your knee. So I'm stuck. I'm doing like cut down to like 3 miles a day.
I would say maybe walk less than you have been.
That's always an option. Also, it was a great time to start losing weight because I gained so much weight over the last year of not being able to work out. So, hey, who's that? Is that Annie?
That's one of the fucking kids.
What did they do? Aren't they in school?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why I couldn't record earlier today.
Yeah.
I was running homeschool.
That's awesome.
And they're probably getting close to being done with school because when there's your class size is 3, you
shit
tend
gets
to get
done
shit
quick.
Done.
Yeah. So before we had these recording issues, you were telling me about an incident in which, and you can save it for the regular show if you want, but generally what's been going on in your life since I talked to you on here in November?
Well, I'm still on patrol.
Yes.
I'm still an FTO.
Excellent.
I work during the daytime now.
Oh, even better. Like, what are your hours?
6:30 to 4:30 when I don't have a recruit. When I do have a recruit, I routinely work 20-hour days.
Of course.
And that's not fun. That makes me grumpy. I almost shot a guy.
Yeah. That's not awesome, but in police work, it's scary as fuck.
Yeah. But it was weird because like the whole notion of shooting him and deciding that's a bad idea played out in under a second.
So that quick. You run the whole gamut.
But when you go back and think about it, like you're like, that felt like I had 5 minutes. Like that internal conversation felt like it was 5 minutes long. And then it's amazing what your brain does when you recall the event, like as to what you perceive terrain features, surrounding areas, which you think they are. And then when you go back and you watch like a body cam footage, you're like, oh, that's not even close to what my brain was telling me.
Yeah.
Or what my brain is telling me now when I look back on it.
Right.
So that was fun. Or whatever the opposite of that is.
Horrifying.
And yeah, it wasn't horrifying. Well, the scariest thing was I thought my recruit was dead.
Oh God. That's horrifying.
Not like actually dead, but like I thought he was fucked up.
Okay.
So, but we'll get into that in the main show. I can only somewhat talk about it just because it hasn't been adjudicated yet.
Right. Guess who doesn't have talking to problems like that?
Yeah, you.
I can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I'm on standby for a homicide trial, but
yeah, you mentioned
I don't recall that homicide. I don't recall doing anything at that homicide, so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be needed.
That's the best answer when the state's attorney calls you and says, hey, we need you in 30 minutes. And you go, yeah, I don't really recall anything about that case. What do you mean?
No, my answer is just going to be, what did I do?
Yeah, right.
Tell me what I did. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that trial started today?
I don't remember
that. Or it's been ongoing.
That's what the court notice said was that was today, and that I'm on telephone standby.
Oh, so that's not bad. You can just do it from home if you have to. You don't have to leave and go too.
Well, no, they'll call me and say, hey, dude, we need you here in like an hour. All right, fine. Yeah. I'll see you about an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah. Get there when I can.
Yes. Yeah.
My chopper's not
on my way.
How about baseball?
Yeah, traffic's a thing.
Yeah, and especially out by you. What about your kids? What's going on with them?
Let's see here. We are in the middle. We're actually at the home stretch of the regular season for Little League and what will be my son's last Little League season.
Wow.
TBD on if he's going to play next year in the Babe Ruth League.
Okay. Is that a travel league? Or
no.
Okay.
It's just next
level.
Like our Little League only goes up to 12.
Okay.
And then the Babe Ruth League kind of does the teenage years.
Okay.
He's gotten his black belt.
Wow. That's impressive.
He is a probationary black belt.
Okay. Does he have to kick someone's ass to get the full black belt ability title?
From what I understand, it's a 6-month probationary period where he still has to you still got to earn it. Right.
Okay.
So that was shit. When the hell did he, it was a couple months ago. So he's like about halfway through his probationary period. Then he gets one with his name embroidered.
Very nice.
On it, which will be super cool.
What discipline is it? Taekwondo or Hapkido or Karate or what?
So I asked this question. I like martial arts is not my world. Mm-hmm. So everybody else forgive me if I screw this up. But from what I understand, it's a general martial arts black belt because they do things. They do disciplines of Taekwondo, Jeet Kune Do,
Hapkido.
I don't know. I know there's some Muay Thai and there's a little bit of jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
So it's a general black belt, which is cool. There was some drama because his black belt or his martial arts mentor and the lady that ran the demonstration team that he was named captain of.
Wow.
Small brag. She was let go.
Oh. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really want to know.
No, but you have to ask the question though.
It's one of those things I don't want to know, but I do want to know.
Right.
But
yeah.
I don't want to get sucked into this crap.
Wow.
So he had to go through that. Let's see here. Softball season just finished. Last game was Saturday.
It's only
May.
Annie
was the head coach. I know.
What?
It's also like T-ball.
Okay.
The step above T-ball because it was coach pitch.
Okay.
Annie was the head coach. I got to be the fun coach.
That's cool.
So that just wrapped up. And then Hannah is still in the throes of ballet and acrobatic.
Are you going to take her to go see the ballerina? Yeah. A John Wick movie?
The what?
The ballerina.
No. No, she's 10. I'm not going to take her to see a fucking John Wick movie. Come on. I'm a better parent than that.
He's in it, but it's not a John Wick movie. I guess she's
probably still not going to happen. She's 10.
Oh, okay. Does she like any, ballet performances? Does she like any, Swan Lake or any of that stuff?
The Nutcracker.
Okay.
That's because she's been in it a bunch.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a lot.
Every year.
Yeah. For the last 3 or 4 years.
Nice.
Multiple roles. Actually, no, it's been 5 years. Multiple roles every time.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really bad for my bank account.
Oh, yeah?
Because each role has its own fee.
Oh, of course.
It's the first time she got 6 roles. I was oh, my God, that's amazing. You're so talented. Here's your bill.
Cut down on the talent, honey.
Could you not?
Yeah, we need you to do one role. That would be just pick one that you can send.
And now Mackenzie's in it too, so now we have two doing everything. So that's fantastic.
Did you guys get fourth jobs yet?
No, I just take recruits, and everyone on my team loves it when I take a recruit, because guess what?
Yeah.
We're taking everything, right.
And then you get all the overtime. So,
and then I go sit in the massage chair,
right,
while the recruit writes the reports.
Nice.
And then I review them.
Nice. And then you get paid.
Yes. That's this guy that he just finished up with me. I actually was working on his last DOR before this. 1 week was one pay period was 37 and a half hours of overtime. And then this most recent pay period, he got better. We're down to 32.
Holy cow.
Yeah. My body hurts.
They didn't let us have that kind of OT. You had to finish your shit during your shift or pick it up the next day.
No. So ours is.
Yeah, I love that.
If it's like a small case or something like that, like something like a crash. Like, no, you can do that tomorrow. Or something that like nobody's in custody, you like wrote a citation on or something like that, that can wait.
Yeah, right.
But like in custody, felony cases, sure. Yeah, those you have to have done before you go home.
Right.
And our team has continued its tradition of firing people.
Oh.
Here's how bad the last two screwed up. I yelled at them.
That's not good.
And I yelled at them for 15 minutes on the side of a very busy road.
Not in front of other people, though.
Oh, in front of God and everybody.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was super fun for them.
Yeah, I guess the whole praise in public, reprimand in private thing didn't work that day.
Sometimes it needs to be addressed.
Yeah. So they're no longer with the department.
No.
That's good.
One of them also smelled.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay. Did you introduce him to showering? He was told he smelled?
He was a remedial. He wasn't my recruit, but a remedial training plan was written.
Okay.
For hygiene.
Wow. That's bad.
That's really bad.
Yeah. Especially you're in California. It's warm. You got all your gear on. You're in a car. You're sitting there in a seat all day smelling up this. Oh, yeah, no.
Well, and you don't like to be proactive or actually go arrest get scary stuff. People.
Right.
So you can't get the self-initiated felony arrest that is required for removal of your tie.
Right. So you're wearing a tie all the time.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
And that's
that rule where you can't take your tie off and put a mock turtleneck on. Well, that's if long sleeve. We had to wear either a tie or turtleneck with long sleeves, but if you're in short sleeves, if you put a tie on, you have to have a jacket on over your short sleeves, all this other bullshit. But I don't know how you guys do it, but removing your tie is a big thing. So
yeah,
I like
getting your tie, it's like a rite of passage. And the thing is, you have to have a self-initiated felony arrest. Or we've also added like, hey, if you're in a righteous use of force, like you didn't go out looking for something. You didn't try to go beat somebody up, but you were in a use of force and you win. You cannot be in a use of force and lose and then have your tie taken off. So you got to self-initiate a felony, use of force, then we'll take your tie off.
That's cool. Is there a ceremony?
I mean, with our team, there is.
Someone walks up and yanks it off?
Oh, no. Ours is way better. Oh. So our sergeant is very colorful. So he will wait till briefing the next day, and we're different than other big departments. So like you'll have like in New York, they have different precincts, right? Mm-hmm. And they all have their own little spot that they go to just that precinct and they do their briefings and all that stuff. Not us. We gather in one big area. Oh. We have one central hub.
Okay.
That briefing is the entire city. So what he'll do is he'll go up there and he will tell a slightly embellished story of how they got their tie off. And like they have to stand up in the front of the briefing room in front of the entire shift, the whole city.
Yeah.
And then it's usually finished up with, now go take that damn tie off.
Nice. That's cool.
And then they're like, and then everyone's like, yeah. And then later on we tell them they suck.
But I just got my tie off.
Yeah, well, sucks to suck, dude.
Right.
It's like my guy, like he got his tie off. And then I told him like, hey, you're in a competition with the other recruit. First one of you. So you're both looking for this person. You can use whatever resources you want. But basically, loser has to put their tie back on. He goes, I just got it off. I'm like, yeah, I would be motivated if I were you.
Yeah, nice. All right. What else you got going on that's not law enforcement related?
Nothing.
Have you built a new house? Got any new? No, well, we want to talk about new woodworking stuff in the show. New car?
No.
No. All right. Well, let's swing over.
Okay, let's do the real show.
We got the we're all caught up. So now we got to go to the real show and talk some police work and woodworking stuff.
Yeah, that'll be shorter.
Just specifically shorter on my end, but I have a few items I want to touch on. So, all right, cool. So thank you for joining us on the pre-show. We enjoy it. Stay tuned for
Mike's like flying.
I'm stretching because I'm sitting. I have that Velocity shirt that you. Oh, I'm sorry. I had that Velocity shirt. They gave us a short sleeve and a long sleeve at WorkbenchCon, and then
I didn't get a long sleeve. They sent me this in the mail with a care package.
I never found myself wearing it, so I gave it to AmVets. All right. On that note, we'll see you in a few minutes on the other side. Talk to you later. Bye.